For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
What's up?
What's up, T?
What's up?
I'm chilling, you know, grateful for another podcast down in the books, talking about the greatest team in the world. You know what I'm saying? How you been?
I am excellent. It's a beautiful day. Feels good. Feels good. One more day closer to football. Well, actually, football's tonight. Well,
tonight, 8 o'clock.
Yep.
8 o'clock.
We'll talk about it. Yep.
I'm excited. But listen, welcome, everybody. Always a blessing to hear from you guys and be here talking about our team. So without further ado, if you ain't know where you at, I'm going to tell you. I'm Mike. That's T. Anywhere we at, we in the place to be. Shot 143. And this right here is Not Your Average Podcast in the 716. You heard the name.
You heard it. Go Bills. Go Bills. What is good, Bills Mafia? We are back, and we are partnering with Monster Energy Drink. Teamed up with the Buffalo Bills, Building Buffalo Podcast Network. Can't talk right now. We are going to unleash the beast. So that's what we're doing. We're teaming up with Monster Inc. Drink and go over there and get a monster and unleash that beast, would you please? But let's talk about it. I went to training camp on Monday. Hot, Mike. My God, it was hot.
I can imagine. Yeah, I can definitely. Yep, I know exactly what she was going through for sure.
I mean, I took I didn't go with Mel this time. I went with Ty, my friend Ty. She said he can go. We've been to the last, I think, 3, 4. We went. So she's like, I'll switch it out. You can take Ty. Took Ty. Hot as hell. He didn't understand the heat. And I was like, yo, he had a black shirt on. I was like, you don't understand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Started off from the house wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I said, what are you doing? He was like, what are you talking about? I said, it's going to be hot. He said, there's no shade. I was like, if we could find some.
Right. Yeah. By the grace of God.
But typically, it's not. So we got there early, found shade by this little whatever. And we had the shade. It was moving, though. It was moving. I said, soon as this sun hit me, we're out.
Oh, Lord.
So we was there until like 11:30.
Okay.
And the shade started. I said, okay. I was like, we out. So we went, and I didn't know it was wing month or wing day. So we went and got some wings at Pearl Street.
Okay.
Beer, Pearl Street. Yeah, but it was a great camp. Let me tell you about the camp. So I don't want to get hyped. First, Vaughn was rest day. Matt Milano was rest day. I wanted to see Matt Milano. I wanted to see how he moved, but he had a rest day, and so did Vaughn. So I didn't really take in what they were doing, but we all heard or are seeing how they look. More Vaughn. Like, we're going to talk about that because Vaughn might be back. But I did get to see Keon Coleman. And I don't know what people are talking about, like the separation and stuff like that. The red zone, the man is climbing on people. Like,
right. Yeah.
Over folks. It's live. Like right.
It's live.
So, I mean, in the beginning, a little sloppy. They got together, him and Matt Hollins. I want to say he ran the wrong route, but also, too, on the flip side of that, our guy, what's his name? Oh my God. Why am I having a brain fart? The cornerback. Kyer.
Kyer Elam, yeah.
Mike.
Looking good.
Think he's taking a step, Mikey.
I like it. Listen, I just love what he's, you know, producing right now. It keeps us hopeful. You know
yes.
what I'm saying?
Yes,
keeps our dreams alive. So
it does. It does.
Yeah.
So okay. He's sticky. Like he was sticking to the wide receivers. Keon Cole also was playing inside out when I was there. So he was working the slot. He was working outside as well. Let me see some of my notes because I want to get the things that I've really seen.
And good afternoon, Sandra.
About yes. Oh, you see the comments, right? Okay.
Cole Bishop, we'll talk about that for sure.
Absolutely, we're going to talk about all of that, yeah, all of that. What's going on with our injuries. I told you that Mike that Miller will be a problem this year. They said he's back, he is bending, he doesn't have a brace on, he doesn't have a leg sleeve on, anything. He's going against Spencer Brown and Deion Dawkins. Right. And he's putting the pressure on him.
The airbender is back.
He's putting the pressure on him. So
I love it.
I'm liking it. Yeah. I'm liking what I'm seeing.
I'm happy.
Some of my notes. What did I say?
Kyer. He's only 23. Yeah.
Yes.
He's a young fella, John. And it's like, man, he's got so. That's why I say like. You know, you got to come into your own in this game. It's tough. You know, come out of college, you got to figure it out. So he's figuring it out. And I hope it's a shining year.
So day five, when the pads came on, Benford and Hollins got physical. You know, when the pads come on, the physicality comes out. So everybody was just testing everybody. Let's see where you are with pads on. Do you shrink with pads on? Are you that guy with pads on? What's up? So they came out and they was ready to play. They were ready. We're going to talk about the fumbling snaps between Josh and McGovern. That's going to be our careless. So we're going to save that to the end. What else is going on? I want to play this. Is this? Let's play this. Let me see. Let me play this if you can hear it. Oh, I always have it on my thing. On my earpiece. Let me hear.
You gotta embrace the competition. You gotta love the physicality side from a defensive standpoint. And just fly around.
What's it like for you guys? Because they're running down the field, going in the end zone. You can't hit them, you can't tackle them. Everybody's cheering when that happens.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that?
Against them.
Yeah, when you know you could make a play on them, and you know, I mean,
you gotta pull up a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't think it's you don't get used to that. You know what I mean? It's still hurts your nerves. You know what I mean? You don't like to see the offense move the ball at all, but it's a part of the game. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta continue to do what's asked of you. You know what I'm saying? You can't bring guys to the ground. You know what I'm saying? You gotta stay up and be a good.
Right. So. Kyer, that wasn't a good one, but my apologies. But everybody is saying that Kyer has stepped up. Everybody is saying, like, Kyer picked Josh off. And you should have seen the sideline.
Oh.
The sideline, when he picked Josh off, erupted. Like, they were cheering this man on. So they are definitely, the players are behind Kyer. They want him to win, just like you and I. I mean, everybody, you know, not just us, but everybody wants Kyer to take that next step. And I think this year may be the year. Bobby Babbage said he had his slate is clean.
Mm-hmm.
What happened last year is what happened last year. We're focused on this year. Kyer, to me, is good.
Yeah.
Also, too, what I've seen at practice, the energy, and I, like I told you before, I've gone to training camp before, and not saying it was boring or nothing like that, not at all. But you can feel the energy. You can see Bobby Babich talking, like, yeah, get it, guess what? You know, you can see Joe Brady, get in there, get in, that's how you do it. Like, you can physically see it, and it it looks good. And Sean McDermott is not calling defense this on a training camp. He's giving it to his coaches. He's telling them, look, it's third down and whatever, go. So love to see that as well. We kind of knew that Bobby Babich might call, you know, call defense in training camp. I love to see that. I love the fact that Sean is saying, all right, guys, show me what you can do. I just want to see it.
It's the time. It's the time. So it's time to put up or shut up. And all I've been hearing from the player interviews is how they appreciate and love the energy that all the coaches are bringing and how valuable that is to a player. So I've been hearing that across the board. So I'm excited for that. Cause I know playing sports as a young person, I remember those times where I would have an energetic coach or coaches, and it just made you play with a different energy. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? Like, it's appreciated for sure. For sure. You need to, because the dude standing over there just plain and mundane, it's like, that's not doing nothing for me. I don't know if I'm doing good. I don't know if I'm doing bad. What's up?
That's why I thought the change from offensive OC, it happened when it happened. We thought it should have happened sooner, but it happened when it happened. And you've seen the change in God. You've seen the change in Josh from that person to Brady saying whatever you're saying to him. It uplifted the offense. Josh, it was a different offense.
Yeah.
Even though I don't know if they phased Diggs out or nothing, like, I don't know about that. But you just
I think he did it to himself for real.
Probably. But also too, I'll say this. Josh, I don't want to say he gave a dig or anything, but they said that in practice, all the guys are running their routes. Either it's coming to you or not. You have to run your routes.
Right.
And that was a lot of last year's problems.
Yes.
If you're not getting the ball, you're not going, you're half-assing it.
Right.
Because I know that it's not coming to me, so let me just, you know.
BS
it up. Right. And then that cornerback knows it's not going to you, so you know what I mean?
He already gives the other one a look. It's like they already know what you're doing.
Right, exactly.
You got to play your role. And I always felt like he didn't want to play that role. Like when Brady stepped in and he was like, you know, everybody's going to eat. He really didn't feel that. So
Right.
that's why I say I think he phased himself out, because if you're not down for the cause, you can get out.
And that he did. That he did. So just saying. Just saying. So let's continue on the defense. We have some injuries to report. And I hate reporting about injuries. Matt Milano is back at practice. When did he get back? Tuesday? Wednesday? Mm-hmm. Whenever. But he's back. So, safeties. Mike Edwards is down. He's injured week to week. He has a hamstring. I was talking to Rob and I said, all the technologies. Is there nothing that we can do with a hamstring injury? Like, is there nothing? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I mean, we know it's going to happen, but sheesh. Yeah.
And it's just, you know, that's a tender muscle. So it's like you got to really let it take its course, because it's kind of like the driver of your legs.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you
got to once you go down, you go down.
And it's not like a huge, crazy injury, but it's just the time it takes to get back. And
it's irritating.
It's just an irritating injury. It's not like, oh, Jesus. But it's like you said, week to week, you got to let it rest. You got to let it chill.
You can't run. And you can't come back early, or
you're going to do it again.
Yes.
So you got to let it take its course, work it out, work with the team, you know, get back the way you're supposed to get back. And thank God it happened right now. So
what is that when you have on your foot and you just can't move your foot? Oh my God. What is that called?
You're talking about like you say you can't move your foot.
Yeah. You just have a, Oh my God.
Are you talking about a cramp?
Yes, it's called something else. You know when you have that cramp and you can't, and your foot just stiffens up.
Yeah.
And he's like, you gotta let it work it out. Work it out. You gotta let it work out. Seems like that's what a hamstring is.
Yeah. You gotta let it work out because you can't rush it because you're gonna pay for it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So let that thing chill.
Thank you. Thank you, Charlie Horse. Thank you.
Come on, Thomas.
Huh? Thank you, Thomas. Thank you.
Come on now. Quiet, killer.
Okay, Jesus, hey. I couldn't think of it. Thank you, guys.
His profile, hey, I like your profile picture, Tom. It looked like you're looking through a peephole.
You always be clowning the folks. But also too, we got Cole Bishop hurt himself. Mm-hmm. He was in a wrap on Wednesday. He heard it on Tuesday. I want to say if I mix up the days, I apologize, but he hurt himself. He was in an arm wrap. Today he was in a wrap, but really didn't see it. A sling, but you really couldn't see it because his shirt was on top of it. But
okay.
More opportunities. Look, camp is about opportunities, right?
It really is.
And they are out.
You got to do it. So we picked up some fresh faces.
Yes, we picked up Kareem Jackson from Houston and Denver. He's coming off of two suspensions for some dirty hits.
But. I ain't mad at that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't killed nobody.
But.
He just hit a little hard. But okay. Welcome to Buffalo.
Okay. And Terrell Burgess. Thank you.
Yeah.
He was with Washington last year. He was also with the Rams that won a championship. Yep.
So that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we got two hungry, speedy, aggressive players.
Hey, it opens the door for DeMar. I'll say that, right? Because DeMar been running with the ones. Yes. DeMar knows his offense. This is his third or fourth. Is it fourth? I think it's fourth.
Between third and fourth.
If you guys know, let me know in the comments.
Yeah.
But so he's the only one. Him and Rap is second year knowing this defense.
Right.
So we already know Rap is solidified over there.
He's solid. Because when he got here, hey, he showed his ass.
He was supposed really to well. Be. Jordan Poyer's replacement, but they signed Jordan Poyer back.
Yeah.
So now Rap is Rap and whoever.
Right.
And you're right. You're right. You're,
yeah.
He played, yes. He played, and
played together.
In Denver. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And also, wait. Oh yeah. He played in Denver and then Bridges played with Vaughn too.
Burgess.
Thank you. Burgess. Mm-hmm. Played with Vaughn as well. So both of these guys know Vaughn pretty well.
Which is cool. And
it's crazy.
I like how Vaughn is doing the little like
recruitment
GM type, getting his feet in the, you know what I mean? I like that. You know what I'm saying? He's very active in that.
And here is another thing, a little note for Vaughn, right? Mm. Vaughn needs 15 sacks.
Right,
to become all-time sack leader or something all like time, that, or puts him up there.
Puts him up in the craziness, like he said, like each couple he's gonna be passing Hall of Fame.
Yes,
like he goes,
yes,
you know
yes.
what I'm saying. So, that's
so this crazy. Is also an incentive for him to play well, so he can get those 15 sacks.
Come on now, ooh,
just saying.
When Vaughn finishes the year with 15 plus sacks.
Could you imagine?
No,
that's crazy.
It's happening. So what I'm saying is he's going to finish the year with over 15 sacks, and that's going to put him in the clouds. Do you understand me?
That's crazy.
In the clouds. Like, Vaughn, and like you said, you saw, you know, people were talking in the practices and stuff like that, and they're like, yo, Vaughn is playing, you understand? Mm-hmm. You said he bending, he ain't playing with no brace, playing with confidence. This dude is going to tear it up. I'm so excited for him. I'm excited for him, and I'm excited for the defense because, you know, when he gets cracking, the defense is electric. Like, the whole defense is wilding. They wilding because, you know, Vaughn is, like, turnt. So don't let him and Oliver get the active, you know, it's a problem. Mm-hmm.
So what Vaughn says, again, I don't want to get too excited when it comes to Vaughn. I think he's going to be – any Vaughn this year is better than a Vaughn that was last year.
Oh, for sure. And that's why I was excited because, like, it's only up. So I was like, oh, yeah, Vaughn, you know, wanted to come back and get his feet wet. Maybe he could have sat out or whatever, but he chose to play. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, whatever. Shoot, but now he hungry. He finished the year with no sacks.
None. And Deion Dawkins said that he has his aura back. So
That's a nice feeling. That's very good because, you know, that aura and his energy, it's all a part of what we talked about before, his mental game. Like, an injury like that, mental has to play a huge part, you know, in his movements and his confidence and everything. So if his mental's back and his aura's back, it's a problem.
Yeah. I'm with you here. Like, if Vaughn could give me 7, I'm good. If he can give me 8, 9, I'm even better. But if he can give me 7, I'm good because I think what's gonna happen is I don't know if they're gonna use Vaughn in the beginning of the season. You know, not use him. Let me rephrase that. I don't know. They're probably going to rotate Vaughn and not overwork him. Like, we're going to need Vaughn for postseason.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
I would love for all of our guys to be rotated heavily, and I know we can't do that.
Right.
Because it's always in the postseason, they are dead. Like, it's like they have no push, no nothing.
Yeah.
So I would really like to see Vaughn with some energy towards the end of the season.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you want to. It's a long season, so you got to keep that energy either up or even keel, and really just come and show and prove. And that has a lot to do with injuries and things like that. So I'm just hopeful for a healthy year, because if healthy year equals wins, and we all know that.
So, yes, for sure. I just wanted to go back to Hamlin for a minute, okay. DeMar. Because I'm seeing things about he could be potentially cut. DeMar's not a good player. DeMar last year really didn't get a jersey.
Right.
We got to put stuff in perspective of DeMar losing his life on the field and coming back and playing. He's 1 year removed from that. Yeah. And I think before that happened, DeMar was getting a jersey. DeMar was stepping in. Where Hyde or Poirier was out. Right. He used to start. So it's not like the Buffalo Bills are treating DeMar as a charity case. I think DeMar is actually, he's running with the ones. He's doing what he needs to do to get on this team. He may have solidified his role on this team. So I don't know. I'm cheering for him because I want it to happen. We've seen towards the end where before he got injured, he was making some plays. So I really want DeMar, you know.
I'm hoping for him, man. He wants it. He shows that he wants it. Off season, he was working his ass off in, you know, leading up to now. So I feel like he's putting his best foot forward. We know that. It ain't like he's slouching. So,
yeah.
And it's showing and proof. So now you got to be like, hey, man, he's a good player. He's aggressive. People talk stuff about Hamlin until he pops somebody.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? That's why I don't listen to the naysayers and people being like, oh, man, he's bad. It's like, bro, every time he pops somebody and shake their knuckles, everybody's cheering for the fella.
Oh, please, but I forgot. That's not the one I wanted. My bad. That's not the one I wanted. I wanted this one. It's just like, you know, Benford too, and Bernard. Right. It's just like those players saying, well, they're not good. They were picked in a third round. Benford was picked in a sixth round. He's not going to be anything. Then he comes out and shows you that Benford shuts down freaking wide receivers. Bernard.
On a daily.
Bernard came in and had an awesome season.
Put like, the chef hat on immediately.
Okay, come on. When your when your roll dog was out for the whole year after a week, what, five, you stepped up. You know what I mean? So miss me with all that. And our boy Keon Cole is, listen, I'll say this about Coleman. Seeing it live is different than you see the Buffalo Bills media people put out those catches that he has, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The one catch, I was there. And I was like, yo. He went up and, like, thought he was beat, whatever. Right. Went up and grabbed it out of the air and came down with it. I was like, woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes.
Yeah. You just gotta... You just got to – patience is a virtue. I think our problem last year was the red zone. I don't think that's going to be our problem this year. We got some big wide receivers on this team now.
And we got some Allen wrenches that are really just moving pieces. Like Samuel, he's a moving piece. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I think the tricks that we're going to have up our sleeve are going to be shocking because this is the first season, right?
Yeah,
with Brady as a whole year, as Davidge as a whole year, so it's like the schemes is gonna be crazy. Just to see what they're able to do, we know all these people are able to do many things. Like they were talking about Shavers.
Ah,
did you see
the Shavers darling? Perform? The darling. I did not see Shavers that much on Monday. But the way that people are talking about Shavers, Shavers stayed here in Buffalo and just did off-season work all day long. But what I wanted, DeMar is not a bad player. He's a very...
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Good. He's very good at run stopping. If people pay attention. Now covering, he can do better. I agree with you. So agree with you. Right. And he's getting better at it, though.
Hold on, Keith.
What's up?
What does that say? Say his first name. Come on. Nah, he here now. Yeah. Nope. No. No. I want to know how it's said.
Nope.
Is that Mitchell? A fancy Mitchell?
I don't know. Let's call him MC.
Well, welcome to the pod, man.
Thank you. I haven't seen this. I haven't seen this name. Welcome to.
We got a new guy.
Listen, if we got a new guy in the comments, Mike.
Okay, Michelle.
That's a guy.
Michelle A? Damn. I'm sorry.
No.
Man. All right.
It's okay. It's okay. It's all right.
Welcome to the pod, man. We appreciate
it. Absolutely.
T was trying to duck your name, but we don't duck no name.
Yeah. You know I was.
She was like, this guy said, I was like, nah, don't do it like that. He's going to have to get a pod welcome, man. Come on, man. We got the tough
my
day.
My bad. No,
all right. Yep.
We got you. Don't worry.
Welcome, man.
Listen, Sandra got you. We call her Sandra. And her name is Sandra. Sure. No, I didn't call her Sandra. And we renamed her Sandra.
Yeah, so she renamed her. She accepted the name.
I know, right? It's all good. Love it. Well, Sandra says, "Welcome to the pod. Go Bills!
Yes, welcome.
Absolutely.
Get comfortable.
If you haven't already, please subscribe. to our YouTube channel. Please like and share this as well. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. He said, what? Oh, I watch y'all every chance I get. Play somebody. Oh, ball. So I catch y'all when I can. Oh, I love y'all.
Oh, man.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. We are going to get you right. Don't worry about it.
We appreciate your time, man. Well,
Rick is here, too. We got a new guy here, too.
Rick. What's up, man? Defense. How did the defense look? Since Rick brought it up, how did the defense
Okay, let's go to the defense. All right, yeah. Yeah. So, Gregory Rousseau, gasoline, what is it called? Gunpowder and gasoline has not stopped. It's not stopped. Mm. He's entering his fourth season, right?
Yeah.
So it's speed and power with Gregory Rousseau. He's working on both sides. He's working against Spencer Brown.
Right.
And Deion Dawkins.
Mm.
Now, you know that defense is good, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you know our O-line is good, too.
Yes.
But Deion's getting beat by Gregory Rousseau. Spencer Brown is getting beat by Gregory Rousseau. We could take it as... You can take it as how you want to take it, but I'm going to take it as this. Our defense is good.
That boy good.
Our defense is good. So, listen, they got him today. The offense will get him tomorrow. I'll just say that. But our defense is good. Our O-line is also good. It takes time for the O-line to mesh. I'll say that. But Gregory Rousseau, I think, is coming out, and he knows he needs to prove. And also, too, I think Gregory Rousseau has been hurt twice at the beginning of the season with his foot and was it his ankle the last year? So his ankle and his foot the last 2 years. So I think he just wants to prove to everybody that I can stay healthy and I can continue to be an elite pass rusher or try to be an elite pass rusher.
And, you know, you got to show that you can get over these injuries in this league because, you know, they can happen at any time, man. So the recovery and how you perform afterwards is key. So.
Yes. Also, to Ed Oliver, they said he is popping. Like, Ed Oliver is setting the tone at the camp, at training camp.
I like that.
Ed Oliver is still coming on with the whole, you didn't give me my money, but I'm going to show you I deserve my money. Mm. So Ed Rousseau. I didn't hear too much about Deion, Daquan Jones.
Okay.
But AJ Epenesa is lining up inside, outside. I would love to see AJ inside, have Vaughn outside.
Ooh,
Rousseau can line up inside and out. That would be crazy.
Oh,
the stuff they can do along that D line.
Oh, my God. That's scary.
It is scary. It is scary.
That's like almost a guaranteed either sack or interference each time.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Wow.
Yes. Yeah, he played with a foot injury. Thank you, Sandra. Appreciate that. What else? Yeah. No. Gregory Rousseau, foot injury last year. Yeah. I'll say this while I was at camp.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Davis.
How'd he look?
Yeah. So Ray Davis is fast as shit. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
He might be a James Cook 2.0. I'm just saying, look. Wow. And he's big, yo. So
yeah.
I think what the Bills were trying to do with Devin Singletary and Zach Moss, I think they were trying to get a yin to the yang. But what they got was kind of the same. Yeah, what they got was kind of the same person.
It was like a yin-yang.
Right, the yin-yang twins. So what's happening now, I think they got it this time. I think they got their Cook. I think they got their Davis because Davis is a bruiser. He is big. He's a stocky running back, but he's fast.
Yeah.
He can catch the ball out the field, too. So,
I was like, dude, that's a big dude. Like, he is not no, I don't want to be in the way.
He's not no slouch.
He got speed, too. He's going to be cracking, boys. Wow.
I'll say this. I really didn't see too much of Frank Gore Jr. But what I'm hearing is that he is running with the threes and also getting some two work. But okay. They said he had a good run. Today is Thursday. Tuesday or Wednesday, he had a good run. Okay. So not too much. I'm not hearing too much about Junior. But I think he's going to be in a practice squad. I don't think they're going to let him go.
Yeah, no. You're not going to let him go. You're going to sit him and really let him develop for real. You know what I'm saying? He got a long career ahead of him. So
I did forget about Dwayne, Little Wayne. So you could put him in there too, because I think he's gonna be a rotational piece.
He's a bruiser.
You can't sit him. He's gonna get a jersey every game day.
Yeah, because his energy and play style, you don't want that on the bench. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're gonna get him in there and it's gonna really be like a shock. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like a doof, you know. But when he gets in there, man, he's gonna tear stuff up. I'm excited for
I talked to Mookie is a beat reporter for the Buffalo Bills, and he said that Spoot is having himself a camp. Started out slow, but if he can be a rotational piece, he's also going to be good in that D. So had a sack on Josh. So yeah, man, listen. And it's nothing against when these guys, this defense is having a day, right? Because the offense will have a day. Josh, who said it? I don't know who said it. Right here. Yep.
Yep.
Josh is having his best camp. Yes, yeah. He is. Yes, yeah. He is. I hate you, Mike. I hate you. Yes, he is. Everybody is saying that Josh is maybe one of his best camps that he had.
Yeah.
But we also said that Josh needs to step up. And we're seeing Josh be more vocal. We're seeing Josh run down the field. Like, yes, he's high-fiving the guy that caught the ball, but he also high-fiving the wide receivers that ran the routes.
Yeah, isn't that cool? And cool, really cool thing that they're starting this year is having the old lineman after a touchdown spike the ball in the end zone. How great is that? How amazing. And that just goes to show, you know, he's taking care of his guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's really taking care of his guys. So I'm excited about that. He just looks different.
Yes.
He looks different. He looks like in love with the game again. You know what I mean?
Because, I mean, to be quite honest with you, it's a lot of pressure to try to feed somebody constantly and all the time.
You fall out of love with it. It's like, bro, come on, man.
I mean, this guy was open. Can I go to him? No. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, you got to feed me. Constantly feed me.
No.
So I get it. I get it. I get it. Yeah, Schaefer's going to make this team. I had him on the outside.
Yeah, he's gonna make the team. He has to, because you don't get that talk from everybody who can talk.
And your head coach.
Yeah, like that's all
your head coach is praising you on a press conference, on a presser, saying, this guy's did this. This guy stayed here in Buffalo. This guy is improving. And he said, the one thing that I can say about Schaefer is this. Consistency. He's consistent. Like, you know what that means. Like, it's, I can rely on you. You're always there. You're always doing this. It's like a podcast. You drop on Thursday at 2:00. You are consistent.
Yeah.
So that looks good for your head coach to just
need that. That's all you want to
speak
hear
you out.
Coach, for real.
Right.
It's like, you highlight my consistency and notify it and be like, man, the dude was like, if you look it up in the dictionary, you're going to see a picture of him. I was like, Lord, have mercy.
That's some high praise.
That's some high praise.
That's some high praise.
That's crazy.
That is.
Shout out.
And he was on a practice squad last year, right?
Yes, he was. And I had high hopes for Shavers last year because he was consistent last year. But
I'm not gonna lie. I thought it would have been Justin Shorter.
Right. Yes, because we love Justin Shorter like we used to love
Duke Williams, man. Dukey was my man.
Yeah, man.
I love Duke. Yeah. Yeah. So every time we talk about Duke, we're like, oh, Duke.
Right. So we had so much high hopes for
we
Duke.
We did.
Man.
See, we don't know shit.
Hey, we wrong sometimes. You know, stuff happens, but that was.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
So these are your wide receivers here: Shakir Coleman, Curtis Samuel, Mac Hollins, Schaefer, and one more. So that's you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ooh, you got 6.
Mm.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah. So you don't have MVS in that, and you don't have Claypool. Oh, interesting. I'm not mad at it.
Interesting, because
wouldn't it be something if the Buffalo Bills cut MVS 2-time Super Bowl champ?
I just can't see it. I personally cannot see it. I can't see it. And if it happens, that just means the competition is that crazy.
Yeah.
So I ain't mad either way. I'd be shocked, but
I would be shocked.
I'm hopeful on the other end. Damn, okay, we working with something there. Because you get rid of a guy like that, you got to have a rebuttal, baby.
You have to.
You don't make that move and shake the room and then not keep him. You know what I'm
saying? Thank you.
Right.
I mean, he hasn't been doing a lot.
I want to play. Clay's my guy this year, man.
Yo, that's your darling. Your camp darling is Clay.
I need Clay to do his thing, man, and make the team. I feel like this is year, man. I'm always hoping for the guys who this is their year to prove.
Right.
I'm with those guys.
And he's injured right now, toe, but and I think he's day to day. Don't know if he was out there today. I haven't seen anything saying that he was. But let's get to this because you know what time it is. So it is that time. It is care or careless. Okay, so guys, we know that Josh and McGovern is having issues with the snap.
Yep.
Do we care or care less right now in training camp that they're not in rhythm? Do we care about that?
No, I don't care. I don't care. Because it takes time. That's a special relationship. So it takes time to get the rhythm in certain plays, especially live. You know what I mean? So when it's live, that's a different time of chemistry. Mm-hmm. So we just got to let it build. And that's day-to-day as well. You got to be able to, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You got to be able to rely on our guys. And then we do have a rookie center.
Yes.
You know, so we ain't.
Wait. Oh, yes, we do. You're right.
Yeah.
Who just got reps with the twos today.
See?
Which is awesome.
Don't let him move up. Don't let him move up. But that's what I'm saying. I feel like this year is the most prepared we've been. You know what I mean? As far as bench players, starters, hopefuls. I feel like we're covered across the board with a nice blanket of talent. You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited to see what all this entails because, man, nobody knows what we're going to look like. That's what the scary part is.
Okay, we got some in here. We got Thomas Cares. I'm kind of with Thomas right now.
I'm 70-30.
I get it. I think I'll say this because I listened also to the other podcasts in our division. There's a lot of people having snap issues. The Jets are having it. Miami's also having it. They have a new center to Tua. So they're having it as well. But I'm trying to be better than them. You know, I'm not trying to be like them. I'm trying to be better than them.
Right.
See, here we go.
Yeah.
Michelle, I hope I said it right, is careless. I don't care. That's rookie center may be up. Yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
Well, you said it too. You said it as well. Yeah. So, okay.
It's next person up. We got to do what we got to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all a part of the game, and that just goes to show that we're prepared for anything. They thought through this draft and everything. So, I'm excited. You know what I mean? Yes, Michelle. Come on, man.
Stop playing with me, Mike. Stop playing with me.
Nah. I like how you came back with that. Hey, you jumped. That was good. You were scared for a minute.
I was. Good question here from John. Is Josh the best quarterback Claypool has worked with?
Yes.
So, oh, yeah, because Ben was on his last arm. When he played
Ben was at the end. He went to Miami. It was Tua, but it was the Tyreek Hill and Waddle show. And, you know, but the best quarterback he's ever going to play with, he's with.
Yeah. Yeah, know? Big Ben was on his last arm. He couldn't even throw the ball down the field when Claypool and him were together. And Sandra, yes, I just got a invite, whatever. There is a lot of pods going on right now because everybody's trying to get their stuff out. Yeah, but this is our normal time. But this is our normal time. Time to get the hell out of here.
Get out of here.
But I appreciate you tuning in, Sandra.
Yes, appreciate you.
But let's go around the league. I'm not going to do the around the league stuff. So, around the league, Tua got his money.
That's all I got.
You are crazy.
You did.
I thank you. This is the best one that's going on. This is the best one ongoing. All right. Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, so Tua got his money. Man. He's the highest paid quarterback. In the NFL, bravo.
I mean, waste money. Do what you gotta do. Whatever. I don't care. Like, don't. He let him. You know.
Here's the thing about that. Tua got paid. He's the highest paid quarterback in the NFL right now. But has Tua beat Josh Allen? No, he has. Right? Yes. Huh. Yes, warm. That freaking God game where they
that
heat
game. Everybody
the heat wave.
Died.
That we yeah. yes.
Everybody almost died that game. That was unfair. But guess what? Heifers. It's 8 o'clock this year. So you know what I mean?
Thank you. Thank you. So what you nice. Say? So I listened in Pittsburgh, by the way, and I see some of the stuff, man. Steelers offense looks scary as they have Russell. We play them this year in preseason.
Yeah, didn't they fight? They was fighting.
Yes. And we have a scrimmage with them or a joint practice with them next week. So they better keep it cute.
I mean, listen. Keep what it do cute. Buffaloes do? They run over stuff. So
just
come
keep
on
it
with
cute.
It. Keep it cute. Don't get beside yourself.
Right. So, I mean, I think that's all we have. What else happened around the league? Anything from you?
Aaron Rodgers is old. Oh, that's not what you were talking about.
Still.
What's my man from Dallas? He still ain't showing up to practice.
Oh, CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb is not.
CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb is not playing.
CeeDee Lamb didn't show up.
Nope.
Reed from the Jets. Ritter.
He didn't show up.
He hasn't shown up yet either.
Ooh, wee.
Unless he showed up today. Didn't see anything that he showed up. And they know once they traded for him, he wanted a new contract, but they traded for him anyway. Kind of crazy. Call me crazy. Yeah.
Hey, Michelle, where are
Yeah, I'm going stuff? To the game on the about here. And really? Okay, cool. Wow.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
That's what's up. I mean,
that's what's up.
Ja'Marr Chase.
So Ja'Marr Chase hasn't shown up for practice either?
Not at all, because they not. He has leverage, right? He looked at the situation that the Bengals are in and looked on how they did Higgins. They tagged him. And yeah. Now he's on his last year of his rookie contract.
So is his fifth year option or fifth year year?
4 year. I think it's four.
My bad. Yep.
4 year. So, but he's got leverage. He can get out of that early and get a new contract.
And come on because over.
Without him, they have nothing.
They got no offense.
They got no offense. Without him, they got no offense. So, hey man, play ball. You know, you gotta. When your leverage is your way, you gotta put up or shut up. What you gotta do?
What?
Chase want to go to Minnesota. Why? Why you say that?
Really? Okay, listen here.
Why you say?
Come on. Okay.
All right. Okay. I mean, if he want to go, he can go.
Who was that quarterback?
Nobody. Oh, to play with Jefferson? Why?
But wait. Who is their quarterback?
It's the Jefferson show.
They got a rookie, don't they?
Yeah, because
Kirk Cousins is gone.
Kirk Cousins, he's in Atlanta. So
look,
JJ McCarthy.
He's a rookie.
The new guy. Hey man, do what you gotta do.
Okay.
Tear your life up. Whatever.
All right.
Tear your life up.
We got Josh Allen.
He going to Minnesota for some chicks. I know what this is. Huh? I see what you're doing, sir.
You are crazy. But we're going to get out of here. So, again, guys, thank you for tuning in. And if you haven't, they got Sam Darnold there, too? Why would you do that?
What?
Why would you go there for Sam Darnold? Oh, my God. Okay.
No way. Yeah, listen here. If you don't want it, you can go because we know what's going on. And you know what, though? People get discouraged and talk that thing because they see the talent in the room and they know they ain't going to get none. So they like, hey, man, I want to leave.
But wait.
I think he just – Michelle is trolling. That's what he's doing. He got time today.
I wouldn't leave. I don't care what's going on with why can't I think of his name? Joe Burrow. I would not leave Joe Burrow to go to Minnesota with a rookie quarterback again. Maybe he knows something we don't know. So, you know, it is what it is. But we are going to get out of here. It's okay, Joey. Just watching on the replay. Thank you for always tuning in, Joey. Also, too, I'm sorry to hear about your father. My condolences from me and Mike.
God bless, man.
Thank you, Thomas, for tuning in. Go Bills.
Thank you,
Joey, always. Thank you. Go
bless
Bills.
Joe.
Yes. Again, go over there, like, subscribe to our YouTube channel, like this post, and always, y'all, it's Go Bills. Yes. But Mike's going to get us
go
out of
Bills.
Here.
Listen, we appreciate all of y'all stopping through, but if you ain't know where he was, that's crazy. Here it is. But I'm going to let you know. I'm Mike, that's T. Anywhere we at, we in a place to be. Shop 143, and this has been Not Your Average Podcast in the 716. You heard the name.
You heard it. Go Bills. Peace out, y'all.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.